If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Are you spending more time in your basement now that it's your rec room, office, kids' playroom, or home gym? Well, you need to ventilate those spaces to remove stagnant, musty air. For over 20 years, the Easy Breathe ventilation system exchanges dirty, damp air for cleaner, drier, healthier air. Take charge of your indoor air with your own Easy Breathe ventilation system. You can get it installed, or DIY kits are available. Just call 866-822-7328 or visit takechargeofyourair.com and receive 20% off today.
KFI AM 640, you're listening to the John and Ken Show on demand on the iHeartRadio app. On the radio 1 till 4 after 4 becomes a podcast. John and Ken on demand. Listen to what you missed.
All right, and don't forget the Moist Line is coming back around in just 2 days. We take your calls using the iHeartRadio app, the microphone icon, or just dial up the toll-free number 1-877-MOIST-86, 1-877-664-7886. And there's still money to be had. Another keyword will be revealed in about 15 minutes here on KFI for your chance at some cash. Well, it looks like some drug-addled vagrants took over a coffee shop and barbecue place in Sylmar. And, of course, the owners are devastated. Let's bring on Blake Trolley, KFI News, for more detail on the story.
Boy, this is a really sad story here. I mean, this their life's work here, 26 years that this couple has put into the coffee shop. Tell us what happened.
Yeah, so the owners of Buffalo Bruce's Mercantile shut down over the weekend, John, because one of the owners recently had surgery, so they're having kind of a down weekend, and they return Monday to the surprise from hell. Burglars, who the owners say they think are homeless, ransacked the place, vandalized it. This restaurant does coffee and barbecue. It's a charming, quirky little place that has kind of a little hippie Laguna Beach kind of vibe. In the front, there's a restaurant that leads to a patio. And then at the back of the patio, there's a shop where there's also a stage. I spoke to the owner of the restaurant this morning, Vivian Hartman. She says while the shop was closed, thieves broke in, stole valuable items, including a cash register, computers, dug through everything, so every last box, and smashed the place up with a baseball bat.
I mean, they went through anything and everything, and then they just destroyed it. It looks like a drug den. It looks like the side of the freeway where all the homeless live. It looks like where all the motorhomes there and how they live outside. And they collect trash, and they went through everything. Like, why did they need to do this? They didn't need to do this. This was mean. It was mean. It was mean.
She hasn't totaled the exact cost of everything, but she's saying it's going to cost at least $10,000 just to do cleanup on the place. It was really windy in Sylmar today. We were actually conducting this interview in the back because you can't even go into the restaurant at this point. It's just been so heavily damaged inside. And there was stuff, guys, scattered all over that back patio I was describing. I thought it was the wind. I thought maybe the wind had just knocked all sorts of things over. And she said, no. This was actually from the homeless people who broke in over the weekend. According to Hartman, police recovered a baseball bat. There were clothes all over the building, and drug paraphernalia was found. And on that drug paraphernalia, This morning, I swung by the restaurant to try to make contact with the owners. Right outside their front door, maybe 3 feet over, there was a guy lighting up a meth pipe. Now, all of this is a huge hit to Hartman. Her daughter, Sophia, died of leukemia in 2005. Since then, Hartman's been pushing to get legislation passed in her daughter's honor. Well, recently, Sophia's Act legislation, which is a huge step toward getting uninsured kids hospice care, was passed and signed by the governor. So they were getting the place ready for a celebration.
So that now children could go home if they want to go to heaven. And so we cleaned up our beautiful spot. We got everything in the back prepared. My husband did it. And we restructured the front. And we were all preparing to have a celebration of this huge, huge milestone for all the children in California. And then we came here. And then we opened the door. And this is what we found.
So it's just been a huge blow. I spoke to police. They're still looking for the people who broke in. But just in this area, if you look around, there's quite a few homeless people. Guys, this is really close to that makeshift RV park that we were covering.
It's not, it was not just a robbery. It was a complete destruction.
The takeover.
Of their cafe.
Right?
Yeah.
They trashed the place. They even dismantled the surveillance cameras.
They took a bat to bash up the equipment in the shop. They took the store computers. They cut the internet connection, and then you walk in there, and apparently they're sleeping bags, their clothing, it says personal hygiene items, and the drug paraphernalia was all left around. So I guess they lived in the place all weekend, and when they'd wake up, they'd trash it some more.
Hey, but Blake, is there any homeless encampments near this restaurant, or...
There were quite a few homeless people in the area just driving around. I parked across the street at a Jack in the Box. There were a couple homeless people there. As I said, there was a homeless guy smoking meth right outside the front door of this place. When we came out from doing the interview, there was a homeless lady. And this is notably close to that makeshift RV park. That makeshift RV park's on Hubbard. This
story
is just right up the road. So there's quite a few homeless people in the area. Yeah, it's definitely,
How did they know it would be unoccupied all weekend because of this special circumstance that caused it to be closed down? Did they know the Hartmans at all?
I don't believe so. At this point, they still don't have any idea who broke into their store. In fact, when we wrapped up the interview, there was a homeless lady, and Hartman was asking her, hey, do you know who's been in my store? You know, she's trying to get to the bottom of it. I mean, what I suspect is that it's just the layout of this place, as I described. It's kind of a really small, artisan little place. So it wouldn't be really hard to figure out if anybody's in there or not. I mean, it's got a thin front door. And,
but they set up shop confidently all weekend there. It just tells me they must have had a tip maybe that they were going to be gone.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. I mean,
it is good timing. That's true. They aren't open, though, Mondays through Thursdays, too. So that, you think that they would think that they were in the clear. So, yeah, it really adds to the confusion as to how they got out of there in perfect timing.
Do they have any insurance coverage for this? How does that work? Do you know?
So I've spoken with them. What they're doing right now as far as trying to rebuild is they set up a GoFundMe page. People can check that out. They've raised more than about $7,000. I think it's like $7,500, something like that. And as she said, she's really just trying to get to about $10,000, and that will allow them to just conduct cleanup, which is pretty believable. But they have equipment that they have to now replace. This includes those cash registers, computers, the surveillance system, the internet system, which was unplugged. Who knows how much that will be? So there's a lot of damage. I mean, just when we went through it, and just from what I saw on the patio as a reporter, it was hard to keep up with everything that had happened. She kind of just kept pointing to stuff.
Well, yeah, because they had the whole weekend to destroy the place. I feel really, really bad for these people. On GoFundMe, if you type in the keyword "Help Save Buffalo Bruce's Mercantile," they have a photo, and there's a corrugated gate next to the cafe, and a really disgusting, vile message spray painted on it. And just to amplify on what you were talking about there, the story about their daughter, they got Sophie's Act passed that ensures that terminally ill children get continued health coverage no matter a family's income. And it finally passed into law in October. 18 years it took. Their daughter Sophia died of leukemia way back in 2005. So that's the kind of people they are. They suffered a terrible loss of their daughter.
They're going to have a celebration for the bill being signed into law. And now they can't now.
And this is what they come to because we have these vicious, savage animals crawling the street. And the city council person there is Monica Rodriguez. And Monica Rodriguez ought to be ashamed of herself that she allows these savage packs of vagrants to run around and do this kind of damage to this poor couple. I mean, is there any shame? Karen Bass, too. All right, she's been in office now for almost a year. There's no excuse. This crap should have ended now. By now, it should have been gone. These kinds of people should have been removed from the streets. No excuses. You got the money. You got plenty of money. You had to do the work. You didn't do the work.
And I want to just say, John, I did reach out to Monica Rodriguez's office to see if they're going to do anything to, you know, remediate for these people. So I'll let you guys know when I find out there.
Let us know.
All right, Blake. Disgusting. Thank you very much.
All right, thanks, guys.
That's Blake Trolley covering the story out of Sylmar, where a family had been in business 26 years with a barbecue restaurant. Apparently had to close down last weekend because of circumstances, and it got taken over by drug-addled vagrants who trashed the place.
The city is unlivable. Absolutely unlivable. And where is Karen Bass and Monica Rodriguez? They should have been there today with this couple, with the Hartmans, helping them to clean up. That's what they should have been doing. And where is the freaking police? Where is Michael Moore here? Where are all these people? I mean, it's completely lawless.
When we return, speaking of that, we will play for you NBC4's I-Team investigation titled Restaurant Burglaries in Los Angeles Have Increased, But for Some Thieves, There Are a Few Consequences. Just as we suspected with Zero Bail. John and Ken, your chance to win money's next. KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
Well, finally, we have an investigative report done by a media outlet which proposes another side to the zero bail debate. The El Segundo Times, and of course, last week, much coverage for the L.A. County Court when they announced, oh, zero bail's working really well. We're not seeing a lot of recidivism. So we now turn to the I-Team from NBC4. They're focused on restaurant burglaries. Here's the report from Joel Grover.
It's a scene that's become all too familiar. A gang of thieves breaks into a restaurant. They push open the door of the office and find the safe, which has $20,000 in it. They try to crack it open, but when they can't, they just carry it out and load it into a getaway car. The restaurant is the popular La Boheme in West Hollywood.
Our employees are afraid to come to work.
General Manager Lucian Tudor says La Boheme has been hit by criminals 10 times in just the last 2 years.
Customers are not feeling safe to walk the streets of West Hollywood.
As the I-Team showed you last month, thieves have been smashing their way into restaurants across Southern California, like these burglars who broke open the door of Jar on Beverly Boulevard, carting off the safe with $2,000 in it.
It's wild, wild west.
Suzanne Tracht is Jar's owner.
Even if they get caught, they don't go to jail. They get let out the next day.
The I-Team examined police and court data for cases in Los Angeles. Of 717 restaurant burglaries reported this year, only 13 arrests have been reported. Of those arrested, some have been immediately released and then commit additional crimes. Take the case of this man, Guillermo Vajar, who has a felony record dating back to 2006. In January, he was charged with receiving stolen property and was released without bail pending trial. 10 days later, he committed a burglary at this downtown business, but wasn't arrested at the time. And then a week later, he burglarized this restaurant and was released on $20,000 bail. 3 months later, he was sentenced on all three crimes and allowed to serve the sentences concurrently.
Do you think we'd see fewer of these burglaries if there were stiffer sentences?
I would hope so.
And we found cases like the man who burglarized this North Hollywood restaurant in March. March, 19-year-old Cordell Taylor. The week before the burglary, he had been arrested for carrying a loaded gun. The month after the burglary, he was arrested for stealing a car. Each time, Taylor was released with no bail. He was sentenced to county jail this summer for all three crimes and allowed to serve his sentences concurrently. L.A. County District Attorney George Gascon wouldn't sit down with us for an interview.
Of course not.
But his office told us in a statement, these offenses are legally considered nonviolent, non-serious charges. As a result, in the earlier arrests, our office did not seek cash bail. Once it was apparent that these men were repeat offenders, our office did, in fact, seek cash bail.
You want tougher penalties on these people.
Of course. And also, I want more police on the streets.
The city of West Hollywood actually reduced the number of cops on the streets last year.
Good idea.
But in L.A., Mayor Karen Bass and the city council recently added funding for more officers, partly because of the rise in crimes targeting retail businesses.
Would it help to have more officers on the streets of LA?
Absolutely. We are hiring. We are hiring. We need more officers, and we welcome them from wherever we can get them.
But some restaurants targeted by crooks say they now want to call it quits in the L.A. area, like the company that owns La Boheme in West Hollywood, which also owns the 1212 restaurant in Santa Monica, where this man pushed his way into the restaurant when it was closed, assaulting employees and stealing from the restaurant.
You're thinking of moving your restaurants out of California?
Yes. Now, the main reason is the safety and the well-being of this community.
My God, doesn't make you sick? Combine this with the last report that Blake had in Sylmar. Yeah, listen to that man. He's obviously an immigrant, comes to this country, puts in a lot of money and hard work, and he's standing and watching Karen Bass, or in West Hollywood, whoever the hell runs that city, let all the criminals run around like lunatics, destroying everything in sight, stealing everything in sight.
Keep this in mind. 717 restaurant burglaries reported this year. There's only been 13 arrests. So
13.
You don't really have that many people to let go right through the revolving door of the justice system, but they found a few examples. This Guillermo Vihar, who had a felony record dating back to 2006. He was charged in January receiving stolen property, released without bail. 10 days later, he burglarizes an L.A. sewing machine, wasn't arrested. A week later, burglarizes a restaurant. Again, released this time on
20th. Why their statistics are fake. It's all BS. It's all gaslighting. They're lying to you. They're lying to you, whether it's Samantha Gessner, the presiding judge of the L.A. County Superior Court. It's Gascon. It's all the dweebs that work at the L.A. Times. They are lying to you.
About that. 13 arrests for 717 restaurant burglaries. And those are the ones reported.
And then
sometimes people have just given up.
You get a sentence and it's short. Or if you have multiple crimes, you get to serve the sentences concurrently.
And again, the goal is to minimize anybody being in jail.
So nobody ever is supposed to go to prison. Or if you go, it's a very short time. Well, you're going to create mayhem, which is what you have. At night, all these criminal lunatics are roaming around, stealing and damaging whatever they want, reinforced by the waves of drug-addicted meth patients, mental patients, and they're finishing off whatever the criminals don't get to. And people wake up and their life's work is destroyed. And the police don't want to show up. The prosecutors don't want to prosecute. The legislators passed all these wacky laws, making it difficult to get somebody put in jail. Then the judges let them off easy. The whole system has completely been infected and corrupted. For what? For what purpose? What is the ultimate purpose of all this, if just not the destruction of our way of life? What are they accomplishing here?
All right, we'll be right back. John and Ken, KFI, AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
Keep asking yourself, why are they allowing this? Why? There's a reason. And Deborah Mark live in the KFI 24-hour newsroom.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Are you spending more time in your basement now that it's your rec room, office, kids' playroom, or home gym? Well, you need to ventilate those spaces to remove stagnant, musty air. For over 20 years, the Easy Breathe ventilation system exchanges dirty, damp air for cleaner, drier, healthier air. Take charge of your indoor air with your own Easy Breathe ventilation system. You can get it installed, or DIY kits are available. Just call 866-822-7328 or visit takechargeofyourair.com and receive 20% off today.
You can work from the road while turning your vehicle into a powerful high-speed data Wi-Fi hotspot with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. On a network that covers more roads than any other carrier. Connect up to 10 devices and stream conference calls. Finish up that presentation or answer last-minute emails. Go to att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to see if you're eligible for a free trial today. Based on independent third-party data, always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
On the radio from 1 until 4, and then after 4 o'clock, John and Ken on demand, the podcast. You could hear whatever you missed.
You can also use the app to connect to the Moist Line, which is coming back in 2 days during the 3 o'clock hour. We welcome your messages. We'll play them all. Use the app, the microphone icon, or call the toll-free number 1-877-MOIST-86, 1-877-664-7886. We'll get to one of our big stories again after 3 o'clock. Daniel Gus from the Gus Report will be our guest to talk about the Los Angeles City Council approving a payment to the LAPD officer who served on Garcetti's security detail and said he was repeatedly sexually harassed by a top aide to Garcetti. The man's name is Rick Jacobs. The city decided that they were probably going to lose a trial, maybe even bigger than the $2 million that they're giving in this settlement. So they decided to pay this out.
Garcetti is costing us all this money all the way from India. Because he was told repeatedly, and he saw repeatedly what Jacobs was doing. But Jacobs was making him too much money in campaign donations.
All right. Does anybody remember the 2015 Paris Climate Accords? What I remember distinctly about that is that Obama was going to fly over there really fast to be a part of the signing. He was so excited that large nations around the globe had agreed to cuts in their fossil fuel production. Well, here we are 8 years later. And a new report says that nations that vowed to halt the warming are expanding their fossil fuels. In 2030, if current projections hold, the United States will drill for more oil and gas than any point in its history. Russia and Saudi Arabia plan to do the same.
This is in the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal. This is for real. All this climate change nonsense is just BS. None of the major nations are living up to their goals and their claims. This is just about, and this is absolutely what it's about, is they have collected a lot of tax money. They've created subsidies for companies who now access this tax money in order to make big profits on things like electric cars, for example, solar panels, wind turbines. There's all kinds of scam companies now involved in this, and they're sucking all the tax money out of the government. Meantime, all the oil drilling, all the gas drilling is still going on as planned. You're paying $5 a gallon here in California. Meantime, the climate is not cooling. This is not reducing any greenhouse gases. all these nations are increasing their greenhouse gas emissions because they have to drill for gas and oil in order to live. The whole thing is a scam, a racket.
Yeah, you still have an economy to run. You still have people who have families to feed. And these alternative energy sources don't cut it. So they're going to have to produce oil, gas, coal. Have to. That's just the reality that leaders in these nations face, and that's what they're doing.
Here's an example. United Arab Emirates. They are going to host the next climate summit, November 30th.
Oh, great.
In Dubai. And all these environmentalists, these diplomats, these business leaders are going to hash out how each nation will reach its climate goals. And they're going to debate on whether to issue a statement on phasing out fossil fuels. Well, in July, UAE officials said the country, by 2030, would cut greenhouse gas emissions by 19% compared to 2019. But the state-owned Abu Dhabi National Oil Company is boosting its oil production to 5 million barrels a day by 2027. Currently, it's at 4 million. So the country is claiming they're cutting their emissions by 19%. The state-owned oil company says, no, we're going up 20%.
In fact, the company also plans to increase its liquid natural gas production from 6 million metric tons a year to 15.6 million metric tons by 2028. That would also seem to be going in the wrong direction. The study analyzed 20 nations that produce 80% of the world's energy. In 2015, these nations pledged to slow their coal, oil, and gas production to keep the climate from warming. But apparently, that's not the case.
The U.S. oil production will remain at record levels, 19 to 21 million barrels a day between 2024 and 2050. There's no cutting of oil production in the U.S. It's going to maintain or go up over the next 26 years. U.S. natural gas is going to increase continually up to 1.2 trillion cubic meters in 2050. Most of that oil and gas is for export. We're going to be drilling and mining so much oil, so much gas, we're going to be selling it all over the world, which is fine, but the gas in California shouldn't be $5 a gallon then. They're phonies. They're complete phonies. Well, then why is Newsom mandating electric cars?
Why? Oh, he's a phony, too.
Yeah, why are electric bills 70% higher than the national average?
Because poll show people want you to do something about climate change. So, yeah. you announce things like this.
Yes, but all those people? They're not buying electric cars. They don't like them.
That's
because
right.
They suck.
Yeah, that's right. They're telling pollsters, we've got to do something about oil and gas consumption, and then you're right, they'd go buy a new gas car.
Yeah, the electric car. Oh, yeah, the thing with a range of, 150 miles. And you have to hope it doesn't get too hot and it doesn't get too cold. And we've got 8 charger stations between here and San Diego. And most of them are really slow. You'd have to sit there for 2 hours.
If all of this is true, like the only thing I can think of that might make a difference eventually is if they do this carbon recapture stuff that they're talking about.
What if
they? I mean, it's kind of complicated formula the way they do it, but they can capture some of the carbon. I think they store it underground, which is weird, but that's one of the things. I don't know if they can do it on a large scale basis, though.
What if this was never real? What if this just was a racket so everyone connected could get rich? Maybe that's what it was. Because it's not having any effect. They're preaching at us constantly. They got new products that nobody wants. They've jacked up prices that people are still paying because we have to, right? We're paying the gas prices. We're paying the electricity prices. The solar and wind power has kind of fizzled out to some extent. It's plateaued.
Yeah, the report also mentions that there's going to be big consumption coming from nations like Russia, Indonesia, and India. They have sizable populations, those three nations, and they are going to continue marching down the coal and oil route. That's not going to change the natural gas.
So whatever we do is canceled out by those nations.
Just like whatever pity thing that California does is canceled out by probably neighboring states. I mean, he's over there signing climate accords with the people in provinces in China, Newsom.
What a waste. This is what enrages me. All these foolish people in our state walking around, prattling platitudes, making themselves feel good, voting for people who reflect their values. All of it for nothing. They're all getting played. They're all getting conned. There's no reduction in greenhouse gases. It's ever increasing around the world, and it's going to keep doing that till at least 2050, as far as they are willing to estimate and count. So what are you doing paying $5 a gallon in gas? What are you doing paying almost double the electricity other states are? What are you doing? It's just... Does it make you feel better because you have the right intentions?
We'll be right back. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere. iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
Well, more drama today on LA's metro system. A bus. Some passenger tells the bus driver that there's a guy with a gun on the bus. So he calls the police, pulls over. This is 4 a.m., by the way. Melrose and Western Avenues in Hollywood. The cops arrive, and apparently they try to somehow make contact with the passenger who stays on the bus, the guy supposedly with the gun, and they don't get a response. So the exciting news is they sent RoboDog aboard the bus. If you haven't heard about this, LAPD now has a robotic dog.
That was cool. I saw that.
Nicknamed Spot. And it made its way onto the bus, and using the robotic dog, they determined that the man that they wanted to get off the bus with the gun was fast asleep. The guy eventually woke up, got off the bus. Officers talked to him, took him into custody for further questioning. That's it. That's the whole story. But it lasted 2.5 hours this morning.
Does the robo-dog take a robo-dog poop on the ground?
I don't know. Does a robo-dog bite? Does it have a weapon?
Would Deborah take one in as a pet?
It has a camera and a microphone.
You watch this on TV this morning?
I did.
Why don't you get a robo dog and then you don't have to...
This was 4 in the morning. What are you doing?
No, when I was watching it, 6 in the morning, they were...
It was still going on.
Still going on.
Yeah, Deborah has a 24-hour house.
I just picked you up all night scared of something, right?
Yeah. No, I work out every morning and I watch the local news.
Lights are on. The news is always on.
I can't get it out of my head.
Well, we do have a bad story from you from the world of animal news. It's 1 million chickens going down in Minnesota. They got the bird flu.
Every year?
God. Every year. Mainly found at a farm in Wright County, Minnesota. That's in the central part of the state. Whenever the bird flu is detected in a flock, you have to destroy the whole thing to prevent the disease from spreading.
Why can't you just test them? And so the healthy ones you let live.
It's
be free.
It's 1,302,450 birds.
So you're saying that's not reasonable?
Well, it's not reasonable to test 1 million.
They all have the flu. That's 1,000,003 that has the flu.
Okay, but how did they get the flu?
It's easily transmitted from one bird to another, and sometimes it just comes. We talked about this before. Some other bird could fly by and bird droppings, and then while the chickens are pecking around on the ground, in goes the flu into their nose or mouth, and then they're all hanging in close quarters together.
It's that's why like you need get the flu. Well, Ken, that's exactly why these animals need larger areas to spread their wings, right? So that they're not on top of each other, and maybe they wouldn't get so sick.
So they can fly in a bigger cage and go from one end of the cage to the other where the other bird is? I don't think so.
It's all the same air.
I'm just saying that, hey, look, some people, right, some people get COVID, other people don't, right? But if you're in close contact with somebody, the chances are you're going to get sick. So I'm saying that give the animals more room and maybe you won't have next year a huge bird flu situation.
Did you see the list of... of bird flu symptoms?
Yeah, I did see that, yeah.
Sudden death.
Well, that'd be an indicator it's not right, yeah. I'm surprised Deborah Mark didn't mention a flu vaccine for the birds.
Well, that's the other thing. Why don't
the chickens line up every fall?
That's right. Why don't we do that?
That's right. 1 million chickens lined up for their...
The little shots.
Well, it's better than give me your murdering them all.
Some people say we didn't perfect the COVID vaccine. You think they're going to... perfect the bird vaccine?
It's worth a chance.
Yeah. Then you'll have anti-vax birds and they'll start protesting.
I think they'd rather be vaccinated than be murdered. Well, they're going to be murdered anyway. It's just so sad.
The word is euthanized.
Euthanized.
It's softer than murdered.
I say murdered.
Murdered people.
When I I euthanize when I when.
So
my...
if I go down to KFC, I'm participating in the murder.
They're already, but your chicken's already dead when you go to KFC.
You're eating, all right, but I'm an accessory. Am
you're
I not?
Eating murdered properties. Which
well,
you
then
do.
If come I stopped going to KFC and they couldn't sell any chickens, they might not kill them, right?
Then come on over to the vegan side.
There's always that evil door. It's sad for the birds that apparently there's two types of bird flu. One's called low pathogenic avian influenza. The wild birds get that, but it's very mild. But the highly pathogenic avian influenza is found in a lot of domestic poultry, and that's the one that's got high mortality rates. So,
I forgot. What? How do they kill a million birds at once?
They think they take away their oxygen or they gas.
Yeah.
Them.
Oh, right.
Right. And, yes. And that's really humane, right?
Well, they do.
Well, I mean, you stuff
not
it out
human,
quickly.
So what's humane?
You don't have to be humane
we
to a non-human
have this debate.
But this is why I can't
person.
Stand these stories because they're suffering.
Would you rather they cut the oxygen or go in and stab each bird one by one?
Well, Eric, as you said, there's a million. Well, so how could you do that? You're going to have one person with a big knife
yeah,
and go
exactly.
and stab
so
each?
Cut the oxygen and do it all
no,
in one shot.
No, we need to come up with
it.
I'm sure
what
there
is it?
Are
you
other
always
solutions.
Say that. We need to come up with something.
I know, but I don't have time to Google all those things right now. I'm doing the news.
You got free time.
I really don't.
This will be your weekend homework assignment, all right? You come up with alternative ways to mass kill bird flu
Well, I
victims.
Wouldn't have them all smushed together in the first place.
You know.
These other symptoms include stumbling and falling, diarrhea, difficulty breathing, nasal discharge.
Oh, my God. Diarrhea and nasal discharge?
Eyelid swelling, twisting of the head and neck. I guess, though, you can't really eat the meat after you kill these chickens, right? Because No,
because you could catch the flu.
Yeah, but I don't think it's, well, swine flu affected people. I don't know, bird flu, well, we did have those cases years ago in Asia, remember?
See, if you touch sick birds or their saliva, mucus, and feces, you can get the bird flu.
Oh.
If you get like bird feces in your eyes or nose or mouth.
God.
All these things happen.
Yeah, I know. They can be prevented.
Sometimes there are no solutions. Everyone always thinks there's a solution.
There are. I think there are solutions, maybe more humane solutions. Again, I need to look into this more. So I'm not gonna just say
it's always the same ending. Stop eating meat.
Well, there you go. Stop smooshing together chickens.
What is today? Wednesday? We'll give you 5 days. Monday. Mm-hmm. You can report back to us with your solution.
All right.
Okay. On the best way to dispose of a million infected birds.
Go in there and stab them one by one.
Yeah, that was ludicrous, Eric.
All right, coming up next, Daniel Gus with the Gus Report. He was watching this unfold today. The Los Angeles City Council has agreed to pay almost $2 million to settle that lawsuit from an LAPD officer who was part of the security detail for Garcetti and got repeatedly sexually harassed by a top aide to Garcetti named Rick Jacobs. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
And Deborah Mark, live in the KFI 24-hour newsroom.
Hey, you've been listening to the John and Ken Show. You can always hear us live on KFI AM 640, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday, and of course, anytime, on demand, on the iHeartRadio app.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you spending more time in your basement now that it's your rec room, office, kids' playroom, or home gym? Well, you need to ventilate those spaces to remove stagnant, musty air. For over 20 years, the Easy Breathe ventilation system exchanges dirty, damp air for cleaner, drier, healthier air. Take charge of your indoor air with your own Easy Breathe ventilation system. You can get it installed, or DIY kits are available. Just call 866-822-7328 or visit takechargeofyourair.com and receive 20% off today.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.